Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this midweek, midday, Wednesday. September the 28th, 2022. 9/28/22, 14 minutes past the hour. 49 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Hope you're having a good time this morning as we are midweek. I guess we're not midday, we're midweek. Halfway through the work week for everybody. Today, I really enjoyed our guest in hour number one, Peter, from the, now we learned something there, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, not the Merriman. Merriam, actually named after a woman many years ago who was involved with the dictionary. You know, I find shows like that fascinating. I don't know if anybody else finds shows like that fascinating, but I think it's interesting to learn about words, the new words, and where they come from and how they come from. See, this is my interest in being fascinated in everything. I am totally fascinated in how things get to be where they are. How do certain words end up in the dictionary? How do certain words not end up in the dictionary? How do we come up with the definitions we come up with? That's fascinating to me. Does anybody have anything to say about our last guest? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say about our last guest. But I just found that fascinating. And 370 words have been added. We did some of them yesterday to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, which has been around since 1828. 370 added this year, and the most prominent one definitely was pumpkin spice. But I still say this is a little odd, because pumpkin spice, the definition is a mixture of usually cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, cloves, and often allspice that is commonly used in pumpkin pie. Now, I would have thought that would have been in the dictionary before, and that's not really how we use pumpkin spice now. We refer to it more of as an additive in coffee or donuts or things of that nature. More of a rite of passage thing. More of a subculture. I think it's that Starbucks subculture. I've always said that people who go to Starbucks regularly, and you always see the line wrapped around there in the morning, that's really more of a culture than anything else. Because I think they have to get the Starbucks cup, and they have to get the Starbucks whatever it is, item, and really that's what it's all about. There are all kinds of other words here, though, too, that we didn't even get into, like oat milk and plant-based and mojo, all added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary 2022 edition. 370 words, and now you know how a word becomes a word. To me, those are programs kind of like, remember when we had Lizzie Post on, who was the granddaughter of Emily Post, and we talked about manners, and when we used to have Heloise on, and we talked about helpful hints, and we've had Dear Abby on in the past and talked about advice and things of that nature, the Old Farmer's Almanac, and talked about the weather. You know, to me, those are interesting shows because we learn. Sometimes we just take what is. This is a word. And we say, okay, that's a word. It's in the dictionary now. Let's go on with it. But do we really know how it gets to be there? Now, see, that's what fascinates me. And this is why I'm interested in everything. And I think it's an overabundance of curiosity that I must have. Because, you know, I will ask people questions, not necessarily on the air, but I'll ask them it personally. When somebody tells me a story, I want to know why. Why did we get to this point? Why did this happen? Now, sometimes people find that intrusive, but really, I'm just curious. It's not like I'm going to take that information and sell it to the Russians or anything. It's just really a curiosity that I have. So, I hope you enjoyed that particular program. If anybody's got anything to say, again, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Have something kind of funny to tell you about as we go along here, but I do want to touch some of our bases before I get to that. Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on this morning from 10:15 until 12 noon, and she's also on tomorrow, 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon. The Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., and tomorrow, 12:15 until 1 p.m., so don't miss either one of those programs. And remember, you can always listen on the website, wwgh1071.com, or you can go to the App Store. It's a free app. Tune in on any mobile device, download it, and you can listen to WWGH, which every time I say that now, I think of our friend Judy Summers, because for 2 weeks we were not able to get a hold of her, and then last Friday we finally got a hold of her. She called in, and she said she was going to get her, because she'd gotten confused that YouTube, she thought we were on YouTube and not TuneIn. And so she was going to have her son download TuneIn on her Fire Stick. But we don't know if that's happened yet. So I guess we're just all kind of waiting to see how that ticks out. But Judy, if you're out there, see, I call out every morning to hope one morning that she will call in. Judy, if you're out there and you got it worked out on your Fire Stick, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. You know, it kind of works out like last week. I had Lee on last week, our friend Lee, and I'd been saying for days, I mean maybe even weeks, that I wanted Lee to call in to see if he got in touch with Ted Jolliffe. And I kept hearing nothing, 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 nothing. And then the one day last week, it was either Wednesday or Thursday last week, I had two guests on that day where I couldn't take the phone call. Lee called in. You know, isn't that always the odds? But he ended up calling in on Friday, so it ended up working out okay, and we got to talk with him and see what his life's going, how his life's going at this particular point. All right, the other things I wanted to talk about here. You know, yesterday I was talking about a shootout that had been mentioned on Facebook. And again, I said it could be just a rumor. I'm not saying that it's a definite thing, but at the Circle K on Main Street. We never did get a press release on it, so it could have been that there were no injuries and they weren't looking for anybody. So I'm still not really sure if that shootout on at the Circle K on Main Street ever happened or not. It might have, but I don't know for sure. So that's where that lays right now. We still, one day, somebody is going to call in and give me this answer, and I'm going to be so happy. But the Popeyes in White Castle, that's the one mystery we still have in Marion. We found out what was going to happen with Certified, that it's going to be a convenience store, not a gas station, but a convenience store. We found out that the old Ryan's in Ponderosa was purchased by Tri-Rivers, and it's going to be used for adult education. We found that out, but we cannot find out what in the world is going in where Popeyes and White Castle is. Now, they've painted the building, and the best I have heard is that a cheesesteak business is going in there, which apparently is a national chain. Do you think a cheesesteak chain will go well in Marion? Because I call that the cursed building. We wanted a White Castle forever. They came, they left. Then we got a Popeyes, and they were busy. When they first opened, they left. And now the cheesesteak place, I guess, is going to take a stab at it. I guess we'll see how that all goes. Do have an update on the Kroger incident, as people keep asking in public and through other manners. Is there going to be a strike? Well, There's news stories out on this, so this is really not first information coming here. But as I said, the story was that Kroger Company was going to meet with the union yesterday, and I guess they did. And they're going to continue meeting today. So maybe something is coming where there won't have to be a strike and things can go on as normal. But the report was they did meet yesterday, and they're going to continue meeting today. So the conversation continues with Kroger and the union. Now, let's see. What else do we have here? If anybody has read the paper, we're still wondering. There were two articles in the Star in the last week that were trying to figure out what they really meant. I mean, the headline kind of gives it away, but we really don't know exactly what they mean. The first one was in on Sunday, and it was done by the editorial board of the Marion Star, and it said, adults must lead by example in the discipline crisis. So I don't, I mean, obviously, but I'm not sure if the article was talking about the school board members, or were they talking about teachers, or were they talking, I'm not sure. So if you read that article on Sunday, let me know what that had to do with, or if you, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think adults are good role models today? Now, there's a big question. Do you think our adults are big, good role models? Do you think they're as good? Boy, I tell you, I've got it in the throat today. I think it's because I have not turned the heat on, and it was 67 degrees in here this morning. But do you think that adults today are as good examples to children as they were 20 or 30 years ago? Do you think teachers are as good examples today as they were 20 or 30 years ago? Or school board members are as good an example as they were 20 or 30 years ago? So if anybody's read that article or has an opinion on that particular subject, I'd love to hear that, because that's a big, big subject. And remember, you don't have to give your name. All you have to do is call in, and we can chat about it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And then the other article was in yesterday, and I saw it getting a lot of play online yesterday. But basically, it was churches needed in battle against drugs. And I'm certainly not having a problem with that, but I'm kind of curious as to what the article was referring to, how the churches would help in the battle against drugs, or what the county, I think the article was quoting Sheriff Bales, on how this would happen or how this would be to happen. If anybody knows, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Churches needed in battle against drugs. So those were the two big stories in the Marion Star in the last week that we're curious to see if anybody knows anything about. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Okay, 27 minutes past the hour here. Now, I'm going to get into something here, which I've gotten into quite a bit this week, because we're moving toward Friday. And I think we had a new ripple yesterday, which is actually kind of interesting, to be honest with you. It's interesting to me, nonetheless. And I'm having a lot of fun with this. This kind of reminds me of the old Geraldo Journal, where you talk about something a little bit every day, and then you finally get to the moment where it happens, and it's kind of like a big payoff, which I think Friday will be. So I'm going to run this down and get to where we got yesterday and what's going to happen Friday. Now, as I've told people, Linda has a vacation coming up on Friday, so Linda will not be in the studio on Friday. So Abby has very nicely agreed to come back in this Friday. She was in last Friday. She's going to come back in this Friday from 12 until 1. And I think there's going to be somebody else there as well, but I don't want to confirm that because I don't have it confirmed as of yet. And we're getting close because it is Wednesday. Now, basically, this is just a fun thing because we've had this ongoing conversation, and it's all going to come to a head on Friday. So here's what happened. If you're a first-time listener, I'm going to give it to you kind of in a Reader's Digest version of what happened. And if you've heard this before, just bear with me here for a few minutes, and then we'll get on to something else. But essentially what happened? Here's the whole story as we get closer to Friday. What happened was, 2-3 years ago, something like that, I was playing a board game with Abby. Now, she claims that she was playing for a student or something like that. I don't recall any of that. But she lost the board game. Okay, let's just say that. She lost the board game, and I felt that she was not gracious in the way that she lost the board game, which is not a huge deal, but that's pretty much what happened. Okay, that's 3 years ago. Now, at the time, there was a conversation about a way for her to make this even again, which was all in fun, I think. And bowling was brought up. But then the pandemic came in. The pandemic came in, like, right after this whole board game incident. So we never ended up going bowling. So it was just kind of put on the back burner for years, and nobody really mentioned it. Well, then I was talking to her. Actually, I was talking to Linda. I think it was 2 weeks ago on the Friday show. And I was talking to Linda, and I was letting Linda know that this incident had happened. Because I was kind of trying to fill her in on the character traits of Abby. Because Abby had called in a few times when Linda was on the air with me. And as many of you know, it's always like a knockdown dragout every time she calls in. Because she's got an assertive personality. And again, nothing wrong with that. So I was telling Linda, for some reason, this event of her being a sore loser popped into my head. So I was telling Linda about her being a sore loser a couple years ago, and as that is happening, Abby is sending me messages, and essentially what she was saying was, she's athletic, she's strong. Okay, that's fine. I just never really thought of her as an athletic or strong person, because I'd seen her run against the kids at school, and that did not go very well. And she's also, and again, I'm not trying to be mean when I say this, I think she would agree with this, sometimes she's not the most graceful person in the world, you know, kind of would fall over her own feet. So to hear athletic and strong, a little different. So anyway, she ends up coming in last Friday, and she was not aware, apparently, that we were going to do a Facebook Live, which we've been doing every Friday for about the last 6 weeks, maybe. So anyway, we have the Facebook Live on, and we get into this conversation about, okay, well, how strong are you? How athletic are you? Basically was the point. And because she was on camera, she says at one point, now we could, if we had the footage, well, we have the audio. At one point she says, if I had known that this was going to be on video, I would have worn short sleeves and I would show you how strong I am. Which, I'm guessing that she would make a muscle or something like that. I guess that's what had to do. I'm guessing that's what that was all about. So anyway, that happens last Friday. So, now we get to what is the competition going to be for this Friday? And we had many suggestions from people who've been listening. We had the suggestion from Sarah of thumb wrestling. We had the suggestion of arm wrestling. We had the suggestion of running around the building, a foot race. And then yesterday, Ryan called in, and he had the suggestion of push-ups or sit-ups or something like that. And these were all good suggestions. And again, it's just fun. It's fun in games to basically see how strong she is. Because, again, the point of this is she says she's strong. I don't think she looks all that strong. And honestly, that's all it is. It's nothing bigger than that. So yesterday, this is where I'm driving to now. Yesterday, as we're within about 48 hours of this now, yesterday I say, Hopefully, you know, are strong, because she's always stuck by this idea that she's strong, because it would be good if she actually came in and proved it. You know, you always want people to do what they're going to do what they're going to say they're going to do. So that's all I said, basically. I hope that this is true and you come in and everything's hunky-dory. And she got a little cranky with me yesterday, and I don't remember exactly what she said. It was typed out, but I don't have the typing in front of me right now. But she got a little cranky, and she said something to the effect, I don't care if I lose, I don't care if I look bad, so on and so forth. So she got a little cranky yesterday. And that's okay. I mean, I would not care if I lost, because I don't have that, you know, I'm the best in the world attitude. And I'm not saying she has I'm the best in the world attitude, but she got a little cranky. Now, I'm not really sure what that crankiness was about, because I was trying to be nice yesterday. I was trying to say, hey, you know, I hope it is true. I have doubts. But who knows? We'll see what happens Friday. And like I said, essentially, she got a little cranky about the whole thing. So she might. So this leaves us at a point where she could be coming in cranky Friday, which would be weird, because I don't know that I've ever seen her cranky. I've seen her high strung, but I don't know if I've ever seen her cranky. And again, for people who listened last Friday, you have to understand the relationship that we have in life to understand the conversations that we have. Like last Friday, I was talking about her cooking. And I said one time she made blueberry dumplings that were very, very good. Very, very delicious. But there were other times, like when she made the gravy, or the apple butter, that, you know, it was, well, the gravy, I can't do gravy in general, but that the gravy was just not happening for me, and that the apple butter, for some reason, just tasted a little off. And I really like apple butter. I anybody who gets me apple butter, I love. So that's all I said. I complimented the blueberry dumplings, and I kind of, you know, knocked the other two things. But I wasn't knocking them to be mean. I was saying these just weren't my cup of tea. But the blueberry dumplings were good. So it's really not. It's more trying to be honest than anything else. So that's basically how that story goes right now. She just got a little cranky yesterday. And it's okay to get cranky. And we'll see what happens. See, but I don't know. Now, does anybody have an opinion on this as we are 48 hours away? That's the whole story of the whole situation with 48 hours left to go, and we will see what happens on Friday. Oh, and I wanted to also point out, she did say at one point, she said, I never said I was as strong as a male. And that is absolutely true. I don't think she ever did say she was as strong as a male. But I'm not sure that that's the point at this point. I think the point is just being strong. You know, you can still lose at something, but people will go, wow, they did very well. You know, I think that's what the point is. So there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. But it's interesting to me, because I do hear from people in public who listen to this show, who come up and say, you know, I can't wait for Friday. You know, this person's going to have to be a referee, and so on and so forth. It's interesting how that all trickles out in the end. So I'm glad it's something that people look forward to. And I do want to say, it is genuine. It's not a put-on. I think somebody thought that at one point, that it's kind of a put-on, but it's not. It'll be a genuine competition, and it'll be a genuine conversation on Friday, which it always has been. So it's fascinating. It's certainly not a put-on, but I think most people get that it's not a put-on, and that's why they're interested to hear about it, and that's why they're interested to give their feedback on it. So that's the whole story. And I'll tell you what's interesting. I always know when she's listening because when she's listening, I get the messages on the social media about what I'm saying being wrong. But it could be different this morning because, like I said, last time we talked yesterday, she was a little cranky about the whole situation. So hopefully all has subsided, cooler heads have prevailed, and everything will be fine by the time we get to Friday, 48 hours from now, and it will just be, this is this. And as I've always said again, she very well could prove what she says. All I have ever said was that she doesn't look like a strong person. That's different than being strong. Maybe she is. Maybe she could go out and chop trees down or something. I don't know. That's the whole point of the competition. So essentially, that's it. 40 minutes past the hour here. All right. Any opinions on this? 740-751-4038. Do you think there's any reason at this point to get cranky about the whole situation? I don't think there's any reason to get cranky. I think it's just a thing. So there you go. If you are interested, it will happen Friday during the noon hour, and boy, it will just be fascinating. You know, I'm actually starting to be in the camp of rooting that she is what she says she is, because it would surprise me, and you always want to be more surprised than anything else. So again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I do have these old farmer's almanacs that I need to give away, but we have not really done any competitions as of late to give away the old farmer's almanac. You know, that's what we need. We need a prize for this. It just dawned on me that nobody wins anything on Friday in this little competition. There should be, you know, nothing extravagant, but there should be a winner and a loser in some way, and the, you know, the winner gets something and the loser gets nothing. I don't know what that would be. I don't know what somebody would ask for. Something good, though. I'll have to think about that with 48 hours left to go. I did see this morning that Harding High School, the Harding High School Alumni Hall of Fame, is seeking to recognize outstanding past graduates. That's interesting. I always like to see who goes into the Hall of Fame, the High School Hall of Fame, Harding High School Hall of Fame every year. I think that's an interesting accomplishment because the qualifications on here are exemplary accomplishment, national or international distinction, professional impact or career achievement, service to the community and humanity, philanthropic involvement. Now, I don't know if you have to be involved in all of those, but maybe one of those. That seems like an awful dedicated list. I don't know that everybody would check that list. That's a lot of stuff to be involved with. But we'll see as time goes on how the Hall of Fame goes this year and who gets in the Harding High School Alumni Hall of Fame, which I think is completely different than the Sports Hall of Fame that they do every year. So, there you are. All right. Oh, you know, yesterday we did start a Family Feud question that we got no answers for, and it's kind of funny because the one before this, the round before this, we had name a popular board game. Now, we got all those and got those rather fast. We got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and Clue. But yesterday, the question was, name things you would post on social media. Name things you would post on social media. And this really did not go anywhere at all. I don't think we had one guess on this yesterday. Now, we have five answers. Let's see if we get any guesses today, 43 minutes past the hour here. Name things you would post on social media. There are five of them. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name things you would post on social media. Is anybody a social media poster or know somebody who posts things on social media? What would you post there? Five answers. 740-751-4038. Name something. Name things you would post on social media. Now, there are quite a few of them here. Like I say, there are five of them. And I'm looking at the top five answers. Now, the first one is probably the most common thing that you see on social media. The second one, I see a lot of the second one on social media. The third one, I see a few of them, but not a whole lot of them. The fourth one, the fourth one is probably the one I do most of all. And the fifth one, I've seen some of the fifth one, but it's probably the least common, which is probably why it's number five on the list. So does anybody know the answers here or want to venture into this department? This apparently is a much more difficult subject or category than the other ones that we have had. Name things you would post on social media. Does anybody know what those five things would be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Things you would post on social media. Difficult question, I guess, at this particular point. 740-751-4038. You know what? I'll tell you, this is how bad things have gotten in my own mind. Now, for a long time, I did not have Lee's phone number. And then he called last week. As I said, we talked to him on Friday, I believe it was. And I had his phone number. And I had his phone number yesterday as well. And now, I have misplaced his phone number again. I don't know how I managed to do it, but I have now managed to misplace his phone number again. Now, I think I still have Judy's phone number somewhere. So we could call in and check with Judy and see if she ever got her problem. Well, maybe we will. Why not check in with Judy? We've asked about her every morning this week. Let's see if she's got her problems all worked out as far as the Fire Stick goes. Let's see here. We'll give old Judy a call. Now, a lot of times this has just ended up in voicemail, so we'll see how this goes this morning. 47 minutes past the hour. Here, WGH Talk Time. Uh-oh. Three rings. I think we might be ending up in the voicemail again. Maybe Judy's been busy in the morning. You never know. I think we're going to end up in the old voicemail again.
Your call has been for...
We did. We ended up in the voicemail. But Judy said, and this is a very good thing, Judy said at one point that she does not pick up the phone while she's driving, which I think, I hope, that we all adhere to that. Bad idea to pick up the phone when you're driving. You don't want to cause any accidents. So, maybe Judy's been busy in the mornings. You know, these cool mornings, trying to get everything done, I guess, before the real cold weather comes in, which I don't think we're too far from. All right, the category is still out there today. Name things you would post on social media. 48 minutes past the hour. Who is going to even venture a guess in this category? Name things you would post on social media. All five answers are still active and ready to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. things you would post on social media. You know, I've been thinking about this because I was talking to somebody yesterday about this whole idea that Kroger might strike. And it's I would think that it's a good sign that the company is meeting with the union 2 days in a row. I would have to believe that that's a good sign. Would anybody think that that's a bad sign? I don't know. I would think maybe they're listening to each other now. There were three contracts that were rejected. So maybe now, you know, there are a couple ways to look at this. Maybe Kroger found that they could not hire enough temporary employees to keep the stores going. That could have happened. Maybe they just changed their mind and decided that they could offer something better. Maybe the fact that the union voted to strike gave them a thought in their mind that this might happen, and we really don't want this to happen. We would lose money if we can't keep our stores open. A lot of things could have happened there that would lead to the current situation. But I really don't know. Does anybody, what do you think about that? Do you think that the fact that they're meeting for 2 days is a good or bad thing? Apparently the meeting started yesterday and they are continuing on today. Now I wonder, is this a good or bad things? A thing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'm seeing also a lot of interesting pictures on Facebook this week. Speaking of social media, it's interesting because some of these pictures, well, I guess from what I can discern from these pictures, apparently it was Mother-Daughter Day a few days ago, where you were supposed to post a picture of your mother and your daughter. If you were a mother and your daughter, I don't know if the mother was supposed to post the picture or the daughter was supposed to post the picture. I'm not really sure how that was supposed to work. But then, I guess yesterday maybe was mother-son, or was it Mother's Sunday? Something like that. But I saw a lot of pictures of people posting pictures with their sons, which I thought was interesting. These things are coming out of the woodwork. It reminds me of the conversation we had about the dictionary this morning. Now, Galentine's Day. The definition, if I can find it here, the definition of Galentine's Day to me seems a little wrong. Galentine's Day, a holiday observed on February 13th as a time to celebrate friendships, especially among women. Well, the problem I have with that is I don't think it's a holiday. You know how when we get a word and people are fighting over what the definition of that word is, they say, well, get the dictionary, let's check that out. Well, I'm not sure that this is a correct dictionary, because doesn't a holiday denote that there is an observance of it by the national government or somebody, the state government? I don't think anybody, any organization, observes Galentine's Day. And I wonder, on Galentine's Day, what in the world are you supposed to do? Apparently just get together with friends, apparently mostly women, which is why it's Galentine, G-A-L, which is kind of funny to me, because gal, really, you know, I think if you called most women gal, now, that probably would not go over very well. Like, I don't think in the workplace you could get away with calling a woman gal. Hey, gal, get over here. I think you'd probably get bad feedback in regard to that. So it's interesting that that word has now become part of a holiday's title, if indeed it is a holiday, which we really don't know about. Has anybody ever celebrated Galentine's Day? Is it just going out to dinner? Does it have any significance to Valentine's Day at all? Which obviously Valentine's Day is the next day. So is there any significance to it being before Valentine's Day? Is it like a celebration of being single? Or something of that nature? Well, here, you know, I was just looking. I was telling you about mother, daughter, and all that sort of thing. It was National Sons Day yesterday, I would guess, because this picture was posted 13 days ago. So National Sons Day, which must mean that Sunday or Monday was National Daughters Day. But I can tell you there certainly were a lot of pictures posted. Oh, and I do want to mention today that today is our friend Terry Tackett's birthday. So we send happy birthday wishes to him, whatever he's doing today. Happy birthday. Hopefully something fun and exciting. Birthdays are interesting things. A lot of people love birthdays. And a lot of people really do not like birthdays. I've seen it both ways. A lot of people really celebrate them and enjoy them, take time off work, do something fun. And then there's another group that doesn't want to even recognize the day, almost as if it doesn't happen at all. All right. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to comment at all today on? Anything that has hit your mood or made you think this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. With about 4 minutes left to go in the program, anything that is of interest to you today that we talked about on the program. Hopefully, in hour number one, you really got an education, I know I did, in regard to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Even learning how to pronounce it, Merriam-Webster. And now for the rest of my life, I'm going to remember that you have to say Merriam-Webster because it was named for a woman who was involved in the dictionary very early on. Oh, I did want to say that yesterday I ran into one of our longtime listeners, Ralph Thacker, who is just a very, very, very nice man. At one point, he was our fruitcake tossing champion. I believe he was the first ever fruitcake toss champion. So I ran into Ralph Thacker yesterday in the grocery store. Nice as always, asked how I was doing, how things were, got to chat with him a little bit. Although yesterday, I do have to say, the grocery store was very, very busy yesterday. And for a Tuesday, the last week of the month, that is kind of odd. Now, Mondays tend to be busy, and I've never really understood why Mondays are busy. Of course, your weekends are busy, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I've never understood why Mondays are busy. But I gotta say, having been there both days this week, I was there Monday and Tuesday, that Monday really was not all that bad. Monday was kind of an average end of the month day. But Tuesday, my goodness gracious, it was okay yesterday until about 3 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock, it was just overload, complete overload. It must have been Taco Tuesday because I saw more jalapeno peppers yesterday than I think I would ever care to see. And you know what it made me think about? It did make me think about the whole Kroger strike idea going on right now because I'm thinking, you know, if you came in off the street as a temporary employee, you certainly would not have much training. And the problem with that whole situation is everybody else would be a temporary employee, too. You know, when you're new at a place, you come in, but there are a lot of people there who know what they're doing because they've been there for a long time. But when a strike happens, all those people who have been there for a long time who know what they're doing leave. So really, the only other people involved, pretty much, more or less, there might be a few people left from the old guard, but most of them are temps as well, and it's their first day as well. So you get into a situation like that 3-hour period yesterday, and you are just overwhelmed, completely overwhelmed. So I think that's why most people don't want to strike, because stores are almost like fast food places. If you get bad service once, you really don't want to come back. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also, if anybody wants to be brave and give us a guess here, name things people would post on social media.